大家可以的话呢，就盼望大家多去读圣经，然后如果有问题呢，到时候或者可以在群里面问啊，也可以九月份回来我们再交流。我们也对周二的课呢是不停的，就是 Harold 长老是一直在讲的，所以如果大家要听圣经的课呢，可以周二的下午一点到两点半啊，这个可以来，这段时间是一直有的。然后我们周一和周四的查经就先暂停了。
Okay. Let's pray.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Lord, we believe that the secrets, your secrets, belong to those who love you.
主啊，我们要感谢您，因为您的奥秘，您属神的奥秘是属于那些您所爱的。
Lord, we want to understand the secrets of the sons and the father.
我们想要明白圣父和圣子的奥秘。
Lord, as we look into your word today, we pray our hearts might be quiet.
主啊，当我们学习您的话语的时候，也求您带领我们的心能有平静的心。
That we might be ready to receive the heavenly manna.
让我们今天可以领受那从天而来的玛纳。
Lord, you might feed our souls, and that our hearts might be strengthened.
喂养我们的灵魂，让我们的心能够得坚固。
So Lord, now we pray by your Holy Spirit to teach us.
也盼望您的圣灵今天教导我们。
And because we have a promise that when he comes,The Lord Jesus said, He will teach you all things.
因为您的应许是，当圣灵来的时候，他会教导我们一切的真理。
So Lord, we can't understand many of these things.
主啊，这里很多的道理我们不明白。
Except your Holy Spirit revealed them to us.
若非您的圣灵启示给我们。
So open up your word that we might know your Son today.
求您今天打开这话语，让我们从中认识圣子。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Let's begin by reading the. Perhaps what we do is read from the beginning of the chapter. We won't make comments, but just so that we have.Context from the beginning of the chapter down to verse 29. Verse
31. 31, okay, 31. Chapter 7,
huh? Chapter 7. You have verses 1, we'll read around, read in Mandarin, from verses 1 to 31.
那我们约翰福音的七章呢，我们从一节读到三十一节，我们不会再去倒回去讲的前面的经文，主要是让我们有一个上下文的背景啊。我们用中文顺序读一下，一节到三十一。这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。
当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里上犹太去吧。”叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
神要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。
耶稣就对他们说：“我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。
世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。”
你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有满。
耶稣说了这话，忍就住在加利利。
但他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去。
正在接戏，犹太人对找耶稣说：“他在哪里？”
众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人，有的说。不然他是迷惑众人的，
只是没有人明明的讲论他，因为怕犹太人。
到了节期，耶稣上殿里去教训人，
犹太人就施洗说，这个人没有学问，怎么明白书呢？
耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。
人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗？你们却没有一个人守律法，为什么想要杀我呢？
众人回答说，你是被鬼附着，谁想要杀你？
耶稣说，我做了一件事，你们都以为稀奇。
摩西传割礼给你们，其实不是从摩西起的，乃是从祖先起的，因此你们也在安息日给人行割礼。
人若在安息日受割礼，免得违背摩西的律法。我在安息日叫一个人全然好的，你们就向我生气吗？
不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。
耶路撒冷人中有的说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？
你看他还明明地讲道，他们也是向他说什么？难道官长真知道这是基督吗？
然而我们知道这个人从哪里来，只是基督来的时候没有人知道他从哪里来。
那时耶稣在殿里教训人，大声说，你们也知道我，也知道我从哪里来，我来并不是由于自己，但那差我来的是真的，你们不认识他。
我却认识他，因为我是从他来的，他也是差了我来。
他们就想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。
但众人中间有好些信他的，说基督来的时候，他所行的神迹岂能比这人所行的更多吗？
Amen. So we're just going to give a little synopsis or a little overview of what we've come so far. Just very quickly come through the chapter.
那我们做一个很简单的总结啊，就是我们从第七章总到现在的一个小的总结。
Between chapters 6 and 7, a period of about 6 months elapses or takes place.
大概六章和七章之间呢，有六个月的时间间隔。
And it's the time in the fall when the Feast of Tabernacles takes place.
因为到七章的时候呢，就到秋天了。秋天的时候呢，就是犹太人的祝棚节。
It's a time where all the harvest has been gathered in.
那个时候呢，所有的收成啊都做完了。
The grapes have all been reaped and the olive trees have been reaped, and all the fruit of the field has been brought in. It's the end of it's the harvest festival.
所以那个时候，葡萄无花果、橄榄。所有那些果树啊，就都成熟了，都已经收割了，已经入仓了。
And it was what they did the Feast of Tabernacles is to remember that God had taken the children of Israel as they were slaves and they were taken out of Egypt and they were brought into the wilderness to the Lord.
所以这样的一个节日也是纪念他们当时纪念神。在摩西的时代把他们从埃及为奴的状态下带出来带到旷野然后进到迦南地。
And so, they, of course, in the wilderness, they dwelt in tents. In Egypt, they had their houses, but in the wilderness, they had to live in tents.
所以我们知道在旷野的时候呢他们全都是住帐篷的。虽然在埃及为奴的时候他们住房子但是在旷野是住帐篷。
So on the rooftops of all the houses in Jerusalem, they would build these little shelters, just like tents.
所以在那个时候，他们守这个祝棚节的时候呢，在每一家的这个在耶路撒冷每一家的这个房顶上，他们平房哈，房顶上呢，他们都会搭自己的小帐篷。
And they'd all be camping, as it were.
就像我们现在的 camping. 对。
So, but it was a time, it was a week-long feast.
一周长的这个一个盛宴
and it was a time of great celebration and joy
是一个特别大的庆祝和喜乐的时间。
As they look back on being set free from slavery,
他们就回顾哈，他们从奴隶状态下得自由的那么一个时刻。
But now, the Feast of Tabernacles was a very serious thing.
那这一次的祝棚节呢，就变得很严肃了。
The Jews had made it instead of a joyous time, it was just another religious feast.
那不是一个喜乐的时刻哈，他们把它变成一个宗教的时刻。
It says in verse 2, it says the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles.
第二节他说当时犹太人的祝棚节进了。
In the Old Testament, it was called the feast, one of the feasts of the Lord.
因为在旧约一直管这个叫主的祝棚节，主的盛宴。
They had made it through their religion. They had made it their own feast.
所以呢，人总是把这个就变成了他们自己的盛宴，就是宗教化。
And instead of celebrating in joy and freedom, they were celebrating it as an obligation.
所以不但它不是一个在喜乐中真的感恩神带着他们出来的这么样的一个盛宴，他们把这个变成了一个要求责任，一个身上必须要做的一年要做的这么一件事情。
But the Messiah has come.
但是这个时候呢，弥赛亚救世主来了。
The Lord Jesus is going to go to that feast.
就是耶稣呢也进到了这个盛宴里。
And he's going to go there, and he's going to be preaching in the very temple.
他要到这里，他要在同样的这个圣殿里来讲道。
And his message, of course, is that there's a greater slavery that men are in.
所以他的信息就会说呢，我们人也还是在同样仍然在一个特别大的奴仆的状态里。
And he will be, they'll set them free. He'll set them free.
然后他会把人从这样的奴仆里带出来。
And so, that's what the subject of the chapter is, in a sense. But he goes on. He, as a good Jew, let me start over. as a Jew who obeyed the law, he had never missed a Feast of Tabernacles in his entire life.
所以作为耶稣来说呢，他也是一个完全的犹太人啊，做肉身。所以呢，他是非常诚实的，把旧约所有的节日呢，他都没有落下一个，他都去守的。
And so he's going to go to the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以他在这一次呢，他也去了这个祝棚节。
And his brothers, they are the first of four different groups that we meet as people that are associated with the Lord Jesus during this feast time.
我们都知道，在当时，耶稣去过这个祝棚节的时候，四群的人哈，不同的类型，他的弟弟们是第一群啊。
So his brothers, they tell him, "You go up to the feast and show off your miracles, because if you are claimed to be the Messiah, that's the place to do it in the big city."
所以他弟弟们就跟他说，你要是要去显扬名声啊，你是那个救世主啊，你不能待在这个小地方啊，待在我们北面那个小地方，你要去大地方，到那个耶路撒冷去行神迹，去显你的名声。
But he's not looking for fame.
但是耶稣来不是来去求人的名声。
His whole purpose is to glorify his Father.
他唯一的目的是要荣耀父神的名。
And he's going to go up and he's going to teach in the temple, but it'll be at his Father's own time.
那他会去，而且会在圣殿讲道，那是在父天父的时间表里面的。
His brothers didn't believe him.
但他的弟弟们不相信他。
And when he would go up to Jerusalem, there would be a division among the people.Concerning him,
所以当他到了耶路撒冷呢，会有两群的人的意见啊，完全不就关乎对他的看法会完全不一致。
Wherever the gospel is preached, there's always a division.
所以任何时候当福音进到人群里啊，就会造成两群意见的分开。
Those who believe and those who refuse to believe.
一群是接受相信，一群就是拒绝不要。
So, the Lord Jesus.He tells his brothers, "I'm not going to go up yet."
所以耶稣在这里说呢，他说我现在不去。他跟他的弟弟们说。
He says, "You can go up whenever you want."
他跟弟弟们说呢，你们时间是方便的，你们什么时候都能去。
You live in the world, you can make your own decisions. The world isn't going to hate you.
你住在这世界，你做任何的决定，世界不会恨你。
But he says, my time is not yet come.
但耶稣不属这世界，所以他的时候没有来。
So he waits in Galilee for the timing that his father sends when the father sends him.
所以他在加利利等啊，直到他天父的时间到了，把他差去。
And so, later on he goes up to the feast, but secretly.
所以后来呢，他去了，但是是暗暗的去的。
He doesn't want to attract a lot of attention to himself.
他并不想吸引更多的这个注意力到他身上来。
And in his own person, that is.
到他自己身上来了。
What he's come to do is to preach the Father's words.
他要做的就是传讲天父的话。
So, we're introduced there in verse 11. We have the second group.
所以在十一节呢，我们有第二群的人。
First group is the brothers. The second group.
第一群是弟弟哈。
Are the Jews.
是犹太人。
These are the leaders of Israel.
这是犹太人的领袖了，宗教领袖。
The priests and the elders of the nation.
祭司啊，长老啊，这个管宗教的这帮人。
And they wanted to kill him.
他们是已经要杀耶稣了。
So they were watching for him.
所以他们在寻机会。
And in verse 11 we read there, They're looking for him. They know he's going to come.
所以十一节他们就在找啊。他说他们知道耶稣会来，他们在找他在哪里。
And they're saying, where is that man?
这个人在哪？
That's a literal translation. Now we have the third group.
第三群的人。
In verse 12.
十二节。
There were those in the crowds that had come.
这就是众人了，围着他的。
The crowds were people that were not residents of Jerusalem.
那众人呢，其实就不是耶路撒冷的居民了。
They were visitors.
他们是因着过节来到这个城里的。
They were pilgrims who came from all over different parts of the world.
是从世界，不单单是犹太的各地啊，世界各地来的犹太人。
Not only from Israel, but also from the Jews lived.
因为犹太人当时不但住在以色列，还会住在隔壁其他的国家里。他们从各个国家都过节都上来了。
And everybody was looking for him.
而且每个人呢都在找他，都在寻找耶稣。
The Jews who wanted to kill him.
因为犹太人那些犹太领袖们想要寻找是要杀耶稣。
And the crowd, it was on everybody's lips, his name.
那众人呢就都在谈论他。
And they were saying,Some were saying he's a good man.
有的人说他是好人。
Others said he's a liar. He deceives the people.
有的人又说他是骗人的，迷惑的。
But no one was going to say anything publicly out loud. They were whispering, because the Jews were afraid of the Jews.
但是即便如此，大家谈论哈，都是非常小声的、悄悄的，因为他们害怕逼迫啊，从犹太人领袖来的逼迫。
The Jews had said that they would throw anybody that confessed Jesus as Savior, they would put them out of the synagogue.
因为犹太领袖说呢，谁要是接受基督成为他的救主啊，就他们会把他赶出犹太会堂。
Persecution.
这就是逼迫了。
Why persecute believers?
为什么要逼迫信徒呢？
Around the world for the past 2,000 years, believers have been persecuted.
过去的两千年里，一切信基督的其实都在遭受逼迫。
Why?
为什么？
They're the most honest citizens.
他们是非常诚实的一些
hardworking
一些居民啊，也很努力工作。
Obedient to the authorities.
也很顺服政权的任何的法律。
Loving to their neighbors.
也很爱他们的邻舍。
Raising their children with good morals.
用很好的道德律来教导他们的孩子。
The best citizens that any nation has have been the Christians.
也许任何一个国家里可能最适合、最好的、最温顺的居民就是这些基督徒了。
Why have they been persecuted?
那为什么要？
Why have believers been persecuted?
为什么还是受逼迫呢？
Good question.
很好的问题。 可是
English please.
Darkness is like light.
Except light.
Yeah. And is there, are there any spiritual forces besides man's heart? Certainly. They don't want the light. They hate the light. It exposes their sin. But there's a spiritual element to this.
对，你说的没错，就是任何的恶的势力呢，当他看见光的时候，他是会自然很恨光的，因为光会照出他的这个邪恶哈。那这背后呢，不单这个，还有更深的原因，因为背后是有势力的。
If Satan is God's enemy, he's going to be the enemy of God's children.
如果撒旦是神的仇敌呢，那他一样也会是神孩子的仇敌。
And much of that hatred down through the centuries has been motivated by Satan himself.
所以这过去几千年的这样的一个逼迫呢，背后的原动力其实就是撒旦。
Who are the most persecuted people on earth today are Jews and Christians.
所以两群的人在地上啊，遭受逼迫最凶的就是犹太人，就是四散的各地的犹太人和基督徒。
The Jews are God's earthly people.
那犹太人呢，是神在地上的子民了。
In this, and the church is God's heavenly people.
那教会呢，就是基督徒了，其实是神天上的子民。
When the Jews rejected their Messiah, God did not reject them.
虽然犹太人在当时拒绝了他们的弥赛亚，但是神没有拒绝犹太人。
His promises in the Old Testament are going to be fulfilled.
因为神在旧约所给到的犹太人所有的应许，他依然还是要实现的，神是不变的。
Israel will yet be blessed by God.
以色列依然在神巨大的祝福下。
But if God did not forsake his people, but he's put them aside.
神并没有放弃或者离弃他的孩子，他只是把他放到一边。
As a nation,
作为一个国度来说，
and those promises are waiting to be fulfilled.
所以这样的应许给到犹太人的应许呢，是在等候未来的成就。
But in the church, they're made up of Jews and Gentiles.
然后在同样的这一段的时间里呢，也就是目前的这段时间里。就有教会了，在教会里呢，就同样包括了犹太人以及外邦人。
And so that God now is making one body out of the two.
神就借着教会呢，再把两群呢，就是犹太人和外邦人呢，做成一个身体。
But Satan knows that God's promises for Israel are going to be completed.
因为撒旦知道哈，神对以色列的这个。应许是会成就的。
So Jews around the world are persecuted as well.
所以犹太人呢，在这地上呢，依然遭受逼迫。今天。
So there's two God's people in the world today, Jews and the Christians.
所以地上今天有两群的属神的子民，犹太人和基督徒。
Yes.
他刚刚说犹太人和基督徒做成一个身体。
是在教会里。
哦。
教会里有犹太人的，对。
And so this just illustrates the point that I said earlier is that wherever Christ is preached, there will be a division.
所以这我们讲这么一段呢，是回应我们刚才的那个点啊。任何时候福音开始讲传在一个地方的时候，就会开始使人开始分开。
So there's a division. When he comes up to Jerusalem, he comes up quietly and begins to teach in the temple.
所以当他去耶路撒冷的时候，他是悄悄去的，然后在圣殿开始讲道。
And there's a division.
啊，这个时候呢，在人群的意见里就开始分开了。
Some said that he's a liar and a deceiver.
有的人说他是迷惑人的。
And others said, well, he's a good man.
有的人说他是好人。
Now, when the Jews, they heard that he was teaching, in the temple, they came to listen to him.
所以当犹太人听说他在会堂讲会圣殿讲道的时候，他们就去听他讲。
Of course, he's surrounded by people, so they can't go and arrest him. They can't grab him.
所以场景是这样，耶稣在那当中啊，被大量的这个众人围着，所以呢，那些犹太的官长啊，没有办法穿过这众人进去抓他，这个实现不了。
It would cause a big uproar among the people.
这样的话会导致整个人群开始骚乱。
And any uproar among the people, the Roman soldiers who they had moved into the city too for this feast.
但任何时候在犹太的圣宴节日的时候呢，不但犹太的国民会回来，整个罗马的统治军呢也同时会驻扎在这个城，所以任何骚动的迹象呢都会引发这个统治军的镇压。
So there was a big police presence in the city.
所以这个城里充满了警察，相当于你可以这么去理解，对。
Normally the Roman garrison was down at Caesarea on the coast.
所以平常的时候呢，这些罗马部队是不是驻扎在耶路撒冷的？他们是在凯撒利亚一个海边的一座城的。
But when there was a feast, the Roman governor Pilate at that time, he would come up to Jerusalem with a whole garrison of Roman soldiers.
所以罗马总督比拉多当时也不会住在耶路撒冷，他都住在凯撒利亚，就等于驻军呢是在过节的节气里驻军，移防从这个凯撒利亚海边的城市移防到这个耶路撒冷，以防动乱。
So the Jews, they couldn't seize Jesus. They wanted to grab him and kill him.
虽然犹太的那些官长们真的想去抓耶稣，但他们不敢引起骚乱。
But the Lord, it wasn't his time yet.
所以同时呢，在神的时间表里也还是主的时候还没有到。
So they listened to him. There in verse 15, it says they're amazed, and they said, "How did this man get such learning? He'd never studied."
所以在十五节呢，他们背景就是所有人都在听。那有的人会说，哎，这个人没有学过，怎么明白这个圣经呢？书就是旧约圣经。
That is, he had never studied in their universities.
因为他们自己有自己的大学哈，耶稣从来没有在他们的大学里学过。
But the Lord Jesus was not going to argue with them. He just taught them what his Father gave him to teach.
那耶稣呢，从来不尝试去跟他们争论。耶稣只是把神告诉他的话呢讲出来。
Notice that the Jews are interested in one thing.
你会注意，犹太人就喜欢一件事情。
They're interested in where did he get that information?
就是他从哪里明白这些信息的。
They're not interested in the truth.
所以他们不想要知道这个信息，这个真理。
But where did he get that truth?
他只想知道他怎么知道的。
See, they looked for credentials.
所以他们在找那个证据，或者说这个权柄。
Jesus had no letters after his name.
因为耶稣在他的名字下面，他没有一封这个介绍信呢，就没有那个去，就像他们的大学有一封那个文凭，没有文凭，耶稣没有文凭。
But the source of his teaching came directly from his Father.
因为耶稣的教导呢，直接是从天父来的。
And so if the people that heard, they would be able to hear what God was saying to them.
但是他们就不能够听见啊，神要跟他们说的话了。
These are God's words.
这些可是神的话。
Now, how would they understand?
那他们怎么能明白呢？
Is a question.
这是问题。
And the Lord Jesus tells them, how is it?
Do God's will.
Or be willing.
Be willing. 对，他们怎么明白这是出于神的呢？因为耶稣没有文凭啊，所以这里十七节就讲了。 人若立志遵着他的。
Verse 17, there's the key verse there, isn't it?
这是这一大段里面最重要的一节经文。
If you are willing to do what God says to you, you'll know whether it's true or not.
人若立志遵着他，就是神天父的旨意行，就必晓得这教训是出于神。
If you are unwilling, we'll put it in the negative. If you are unwilling to do God's will, you'll never understand it.
所以我们把这个放成一个负面的这个表述呢，就是如果你不愿意按照神的旨意行呢，你就永远不会明白这是从哪里来的。
The origin of spiritual enlightenment is not intellectual.
所以最初的属灵的大的光照到我们的心里啊，大家从这里看得出，它不是出于我们的智力和理性的。
Now our intellect deals with things that we can feel and see and hear, touch, smell.
我们的智力哈，其实是处理什么呢？处理我们能看的、能闻的、能听的，能够感知的那一切的客体。
We can understand relationships with things that we can see and describe them with mathematics, for example.
我们都能够，比如说用数学或者用其他的科学来描述各种各样的关系，我们能够感知的事物。
And so we know two and two makes four.
比方说我们二乘以二等于四啊，这个是我们知道的。
Very simple.
非常简单。
We know that's true.
我们知道哦，这是真理了。
But when we're talking about things from the Father, we're talking something that's supernatural.
那我们讲到从天父来的事呢，我们其实就在讲一些超自然的东西。
And we can't, through our intellect, our onboard computer has not got that kind of programming.
这个时候呢，我们就不能够用自己的智力，它是超越我们这个水平的。那就像我们现在这个脑子的计算机呢。没办法运算那方面的事。
These are spiritual realities.
这是一个属灵的真理。
And we can only blindly feel the supernatural and the spiritual.
我们某种程度呢，只能是像蒙着眼睛，感知到这样的力量一样。
And all of human religion is just a blind groping.At these spiritual realities.
那人的宗教呢，都是尝试着在蒙着眼睛的状态下呢，去找这个，它其实就是超越生死、超越感知的这一切的领域。
So how can we know spiritual reality?
所以这个等于也是给宗教一个guidance， 就是我们怎么知道这个超自然的这个属灵的领域的什么是不是真理呢
？What I mean by how can we completely know?Beyond any doubt about spiritual reality.
那我们怎么知道完完全全的、很确实、没有任何的疑问？我知道这就是属灵的真理呢。
Only through revelation.
啊，只能是启示的，他启示我们的啊。
God, the eternal, must reveal himself.
所以永恒的神呢，他要把他自己启示给你。
And he revealed himself in his Son.
他是借着他的圣子启示给你。
He spoke.In time past, through the prophets who wrote things down.
他在过去呢，他会用借着先知写下神的话。
And Hebrews chapter 1, I think maybe we go there just to look at that.
读一点点希伯来书的一章哈。
Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1.
希伯来书一章一节。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son.
神既在古时，一章一节，借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们。
So that's how God has.Revealed himself, first of all, little by little through the prophets.
这就是神怎么样，把他自己启示给我们，一点一点的。
And when the Lord Jesus came, he fully revealed
the Father.
然后随着耶稣来了，他就完全把父显明了。
So he could tell, Thomas, he who has seen me has seen the Father.
所以他跟多马说呢，那看见我的就看见了父了。
Now, when God's revelation of Himself to us, previously He revealed Himself by words, by principles, by examples.
所以在耶稣之前呢，神启示他的自己的方式呢，是通过话啊，通过一些例子，比方说前面这个众先知的例子。
But now He's revealed Himself in a person.
现在呢，在耶稣身上呢。他是直接把自己显明了，因为神耶稣就是神了。
A personality,
一个完全我们熟知的人格了。
Who came, whose source was from the Father's heart, who was born as a man and grew up as a man and lived among us.
他是从天而来的，因为耶稣的父是神嘛，但是呢，他是完全的人。他在人之间中间长大，他有完全的人性，就完全把神在人里面显明了。
So God has fully revealed Himself in the Lord Jesus.
所以神完全把自己在耶稣基督里显明了。
But many people didn't believe, did they?
但很多人不相信。
Why not?
为什么不信呢？
They weren't willing to do God's will.
因为他不愿意，没有立志按照神的旨意行。
God has a claim upon every one of us.
神在我们身上可都是有主权的。
He made us.
他造了我们的。
He made us responsible creatures.
他造我们是一个能够回应的这样的一个受造物，对不对？
We're not like dumb animals.
我们不是像一些很愚笨的动物一样。
They're only responsible.To act according to the instinct that God imprinted them into.
动物的回应都只是出于它的本能，就是本能就相当于神已经把程序编好了，编在它里面的，它才会有这样的回应。
But we have been given an intelligence.
我们是完全超越的，我们是有这智慧的，我们是不是一个本能的，可以不是本能的回应。
He's also given us a free will.
同时呢，我们也有完全的自由意志。
And so when the Lord Jesus came and he now is speaking the words of the Father, a man from heaven has come to earth and is speaking directly the revelation of God himself.
所以耶稣来的时候呢，他是人，神在人里完完全全把神的本性表达出来的这么一个道成肉身的形式。
And his words have gone all over the world for 2,000 years.
然后他的话呢，就在整个后面的两千年里，传遍了全地。
These very words that were spoken in a little town in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago in a crowd, they've been preached in Africa, every continent, every country has been, this same word has been preached.
Amen.就这么小小的一段话啊，你可以想一想，那只是在什么时候呢？在两千年前的一群众人里讲的这段话，在未来的两千年里，在每一个大陆，可能是非洲，可能是亚洲，每一群人当中，每一个时代都在传讲。
Now here in Vancouver in 2018, we're getting the same message that was preached.When Jesus is preaching beside one of those pillars.
同样的，我们今天在2018年的这样的一个地方，我们也得着的是两千年前耶稣在那个群众人里讲的一模一样的话。
And so we have then the choice.
接着我们就会做一个选择了。
Not to understand God the revelation.It doesn't depend upon power of intellect. It doesn't depend upon degree of education to understand God's revelation.
所以它不是一个说理解的概念啊，它不是说基于你智力的高低，基于你受教育程度的高低。
It isn't the brain
所以它不是一个从脑子里出来的改。
That will be that will understand God's words.
对，你从脑子里出来的，你不能带给你到一个相就是明白的程度。
It's the heart.
是心，是从心里出来的。
The heart is the organ of spiritual understanding.
所以，心呢，就是我们人讲的这个心呢，其实是属灵的那个器官。让你真的能够明白属灵道理的那个属灵的器官。
If you are, he says here, my in verse 16, my teaching is not my own.
所以十七节说，他说我的这个教导啊，不是出于我自己说的。
He's not saying I'm a great teacher and I made it all up myself. This is my understanding. No, he says, my teaching, it isn't my own. It comes, he says, from him who sent me. And here it is, the heart. If anyone, excuse me, if anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out, or he will know, is the word, whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own.
刚才前面是十六节啊，现在读的是十七节，就这就是从心里来了。就是人若立志遵着他的旨意行呢，其实就是求问自己的良心了，就必晓得这教训是出于神还是凭着自己说的。
If we look at it as an intellectual exercise, the revelation of God, and we do it like we're taking a subject, and we look at what's written here. And we say, well, we're going to compare it to another religion, or we're going to compare it to something else. But I'm not going to make a choice. That person will never understand the words that come from God.
同样的，就假设我们可以做哈一切这个智力上的这些理智上的操练，我们都可以做。比方说呢，你可以把这个当做一个信仰摆在这儿，和其他的宗教去比较啊，你可以做很多这样的事情。但是如果你没有做选择，你是站在边上看的，这个事情跟你是没有任何关系的。若是这个状态呢，你就永远还是不能明白，你不能明白到底什么是真理。
So the obedient heart, it's the not the brain, it's the obedient heart that is the organ of spiritual knowledge.
所以一个顺服的心呢，就是从我们良心里出来，愿意顺服神的这颗心，是真正那个测试的试金石，知道什么是真理什么不是的那个试金石。
That's a quote from an old Christian.
他说这个是一个很老的基督徒他说的一句话。
I'll say it again, an obedient heart is the organ of spiritual knowledge.
他说一个顺服的心是属灵知识的器官，就是你就接受属灵知识的器官，就是一颗顺服的心。就像我们的脑子是理智的器官一样，那一颗顺服的心是属灵知识的器官，接受属灵知识的器官。
It says, and the Lord Jesus now in verse 18 he says, I don't speak on my own. He says, he who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself.
十八节，人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀；唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
See all those teachers in Israel, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to make a name for themselves.
所有的犹太人呢，他们是想什么？想要为自己来求一个名嘛。
Isn't it true today that professors in university they want to make a name for themselves?
就像今天这个大学的教授们，他们也是为了自己的名。
So they come up with new theories and new ideas.
他们总是要找一些新的理论、新的想法。
All to gain honor for themselves.
这个背后呢，都是为自己挣得一些名声。
But the Lord Jesus said, "I'm not going to look for honor for me. I want to honor my Father."
那耶稣说呢，我并不是寻求我的荣耀，我要荣耀我的父。
Now maybe there's a question, why?Wasn't he God himself? Why wouldn't he seek honor for himself?
为什么他不寻求自己的荣耀呢？他也是神呢。
Why shouldn't he?
他为什么不可以呢？
Of anyone on earth, who should get honored more than Jesus? It's a question.
The truth is not for the benefit, not for the interest of this world.
That's a good idea. That's a good thought. Yeah.
Truth. So I think he must be a very good standard to be a perfect obedient standard.
就他说呢是耶稣自己是真理了，他 要做一个全然顺服的很好的例子和榜样。
I think the real honor is not given by it's given by others, not from yourself.
Good point. How did you get that?
这个点呢是真正的荣耀呢不是自己给自己的， 而是从外部给出来的，不是自己说我有荣耀就有荣耀。
All of what you said is very true. Is there anything else?
你们讲的都是非常对的真理。
It's God's willing.
这是神的旨意。
God willing?
Yeah, obedience is God's will. I think.
That's God's will. That he obey. Yeah, now you're. That's the thought I'm starting. Expand on that. Can you? What else? Okay. You see, man, the first man, Adam, dishonored God.
你们知道第一个人啊，亚当呢，他没有荣耀神。
He didn't. That's the opposite of glorifying, is to bring dishonor.
所以荣耀的对立面呢，其实就是。
Now you think of a father with two sons. You remember the father, the prodigal son?
我们想一想路加福音里那个浪子的比喻里面，那个父亲有两个儿子。
The actions of that younger son in taking his inheritance and wasting it, living a terrible life, that brought dishonor to the father.
那个小儿子呢，他把家产卷走，然后去败坏了呢，这的确是羞辱了父亲的名。
Adam was created in the image of God. He was perfect.
亚当是以神的形象和样式造的，是完美的。
And in rebelling against God's word, he dishonored God.
但却因着他的悖逆呢，那他的确羞辱了神的名了。
One of the things that the Lord Jesus did, his purpose in coming was to honor his father as a man.
耶稣来呢，他就是要来作为一个人，荣耀父神的名。The
first man, Adam, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First man, Adam, was made a living soul. The second man was the Lord from heaven. The first man dishonored God and brought death and the curse into God's perfect creation.
我们在《格林多前书》15章读到，那最初来的那个人啊，亚当呢，他是神造了他成为有灵的活人，但他因为犯罪呢，羞辱了神的名。那末后的亚当呢，基督来了，他要来顺服神，重新荣耀神的。
And where the first man failed, the second man, he triumphed. He overcame.
第一个先前的亚当失败了，后面末后的亚当就是基督道成肉身，他成功了，他得胜了。He
said, "Lo, I come to do Your will, O God."
所以他说，看呢，我要顺服你的旨意。That's
what you're getting.
我来要顺服你的旨意。
He perfectly glorified God at every stage of his life.
所以他在他一生中，完完全全的把父神的心意都行全了。As
an obedient son, he did not have any words of his own.
所以作为一个,
but he always spoke the words of the Father.
作为一个顺服的儿子，他从来不会讲自己的话，他总是讲从父神来的话。
The Father spoke through the Son.
父神借着圣子把话讲出来。
It wasn't for the son to become independent of his father as the first Adam.
所以这个他并不是来做一个就像第一个亚当这样的例子和榜样的。
So all what you've said is true.
所以你们刚才讲的都是对的。
And that's why the Lord Jesus said that anyone that comes in their own name, they're seeking their own honor.
所以这就是十八节为什么耶稣说你们任何人啊是要为着自己的名来的呢，就是寻求自己的荣耀了。
But I have come as the last man, Adam, who is going to restore honor to manhood.
所以他说我来呢是作为末后的亚当来的，是要把人的荣耀再恢复的。
And that honor would be a righteousness that God would put upon everyone who believes in the sacrifice that Jesus made.
所以这样的荣耀就是从什么里面来的义呢？就是任何信靠耶稣基督在十字架上所做的救赎之功的人啊，神把义再还给他啊，他重新恢复从神来的荣耀。
So the Lord Jesus not only glorified the Father in his lifetime.
所以耶稣不但荣耀他的父啊，在他的生命的有的在地上的一段时间里。
He would glorify him in his death as well.
他也同样在他的死啊，在他的十字架的。
John 12.
死上他荣耀了神，比如说约翰福音的十二章。
Yes, verse 27. We can read verses 27 to 29.
二十七到二十九节，约翰福音十二章。
Or verse 28, 27, 28.
二十七到二十八节。我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
This is only now just a couple of days before the cross.
这是上十字架前的几天了。
The Lord Jesus says there, Father, save me from this hour. No.It's for this purpose I came.
所以耶稣在这里说，父啊，救我脱离这时刻。但是不啊，我现在就是为了这时候来的。
And now the Son says to him, Father, glorify your name.
所以这个圣子说，父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
And then a voice came from heaven.
啊，这个父神的声音立刻就从天上下来。
I have glorified it.
我已经荣耀了。
In other words,You have already honored me as a son by your life.
这里的意思呢，就是已经荣耀了，就是说呢，耶稣在那时候过的地上的这三十几年的生活，已经荣耀了天父的名。
And then he says, and the voice from heaven said, and I will glorify it again.
他说还要再荣耀，就说明还没有走完。
That means he will bring honor to his father not only in life but also in death.
所以这就意味着呢，耶稣不但在生的时候荣耀了父的名，在他死的事情上也同样荣耀父的名。
So that in that dying for Adam's race, he is now the head of a new race of people.
所以呢，亚当的那一个族啊，都死了。现在呢，末后的亚当开启了一个新的族了。
So when someone believes in the Lord Jesus, they're taken out of the first Adam because that's where we came from.
所以任何信靠耶稣的人啊，他们是从先前的亚当那个族那一家里面挪出来了。
And we become joined to the heavenly man.
然后呢，我们就成了末后的亚当的后裔，我们和属天的那个神有开始有。真正的家的关系。
We're transferred out of death and into life.
所以我们是从死入生了。
Because as in Adam all die, in Christ all will be made alive through faith.
因为在亚当里的都死了，在基督里的借着信心都活了。
And so we only understand these things by revelation.God revealing it to us from the unseen And we receive it, not with ears or eyes or brain, but with our hearts.
所以我们这些都是从着神的启示来的，这都是神告诉我们的。然后呢，我们怎么领受呢？不是靠着耳朵，不是靠着理性，是靠着我们那颗顺服的心呢。我们里面有一颗心告诉我们，哇，这个是真的，我们就接近了。
If anybody chooses to do God's will, that's what Jesus did. He chose to submit himself as the Son to the Father's will, to come into the world and to humble himself as a servant, and then go to the cross and die. He chose to do that.
人若立志遵他旨意行啊，这就是耶稣给我们做的榜样。他自己就是这样，他选择，他愿意从天上下来，道成肉身，他愿意为我们的罪死在十字架上，这一切都是他选择愿意的。
So all who choose to do God's will, they will know. They will know whether it's true or not.
所以当他选，当我们自己愿意的时候，我们就会知道这个事是不是出于神的，是不是真的。
And once they receive the Lord Jesus, they pass out of death and into life.
当他接受耶稣基督成为救主的时候，他们就从死里入生了。
Now we'll take a break, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 我们做一个祷告哈，我们就休息一下。天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们如此宝贵的真理，父啊，我们真的愿意，如基督所告诉我们的，我们立志按照父神的旨意行啊，我们就明白这是或是我们自己所想的，或是出于神的。也求您借着我们的信心，把一切的真理和道路启示给我们。把基督启示给我，父啊，谢谢您，求您祝福我们一会儿的演示，奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
And the world was made by him, but the world didn't know him.
他在这世界，世界由着他造的，但是世界却不认识他。
We thank you, Lord, that we have received him.
我们要谢谢主啊，我们能够接受基督。
And now, Lord, he is the most important thing in our lives.
他就成了我们生命中最重要的事。
Eternal life and a relationship with you, Father.
永恒的生命以及永恒的关系。
So open our eyes, our spiritual understanding, we pray.
开我们的心，能让我们的灵里能够明白。
Give us obedient hearts that we might know those things that are given to us.
给我们顺服的心，能让我们知道啊，这是不是真理。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. So in chapter 17, verse 4.
十七章，约翰福音，十七章四。
Just to pick up the theme where we left off.
我们刚刚停下来的那个主题啊，我们继续。
The Lord Jesus is now praying to his Father.
在耶稣呢，在这里向他的父祷告。
In a few hours, he'll be.
十七章四节。
In a few hours, he'll be hanging on the cross.
几个小时之后呢，他要被钉死在十字架上。
And he says this in verse 4: "I have brought you glory on earth."
他在这个四节上说呢，我要。
By completing the work you gave me to do.
我在地上已经荣耀了你啊，你所托付我的事我已经成全了。
So in every word and every act. That the Lord Jesus did, he honored his Father in it.
他每一件事，父交给他的，要了父的名。
And so that was the Lord Jesus. That was his purpose in coming, was to bring honor to his Father.
因为他来的目的就是来给父神带来荣耀。
And so, if we go back to John chapter 7,
如果我们回到约翰福音的七章，
we see there in verse 18.
七章的十八节
that the one who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself, but he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There's nothing false about him.
人若凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
In other words, he says that a man that is seeking the honor of the one that sent him has no hidden agenda, no selfish motives.
所以在那个真正寻求神旨意的人里面呢，在他里面是没有自私的动机的。
So, he could say, "I have glorified you."
所以他能说呢，我荣耀了父神的名。
I finished the work that you sent me to do.
我完成了你差给我的工作。
Now, they were rejecting the Jews. He's speaking because the Jews, remember, were the ones that saying, where did he get all this teaching?
然后呢，犹太人呢就奇怪了，他是从哪得来这些教训的呢？
And they rejected really his teaching.
所以呢，犹太人其实是拒绝了耶稣的这个教导。
His teaching was from his father, and yet, no, verse 19. It's to understand what that verse means, we need to understand it in connection with what went before. That's why I've taken so long.
所以我们在第十九节呢，我们要理解这一句经文呢，要从前面的上下文来，这就为什么前面我们讲花很长时间在讲。
He says, "Has not Moses given you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me?"
摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗？你们却没有一个人守律法，为什么想要杀我？
See, they had rejected his teaching, that was from the Father, and yet they were so proud of the law that they had, the law of Moses.
他们拒绝了从父神来借着基督讲的话语哈，但是呢，他们还是很骄傲。犹太人就犹太的官长，因为他们为他们的律法感到骄傲，就是摩西律法。
Now where did the law of Moses come from?
那摩西的律法从哪里来的
？Came from God.
也是从神来的。
The same source.
同样的源头。
That here was the living word.
那这里是一个活着的话语，活着的话语摆在他们面前。
The law, They had the law, but they never kept it. He said, "You're breaking the law."
所以摩耶稣在这里说，你们虽然有摩西律法，却你们没有一个人能守。
Not one of you can keep the law.
没有一个人能守。
Because if they were honest and really wanted to do the works of the law, they would realize that they were incapable of doing it.
所以这个的。上下文的意思就是，若他们是诚实的心灵，而且他们立志呢，也愿意按照摩西的律法去行，他们在那一刻就一定会得出一个结论，他是做不到的，他没有办法行出来的。他只要诚实的，他也愿意。
Jesus came with words of life.
耶稣来是带着生命的话来的。
The law was a sentence of death.
而律法呢是。带来死亡的审判的。
Because there's cursed is everyone who does not keep all the law of Moses. That's a curse. There's a curse on it.
所以任何没有行全摩西律法是行全啊，都是被咒诅的。
But the Lord Jesus was there, bringing words of eternal life by faith.
但是耶稣来到这里，给到他们是。永恒的生命借着信心啊。
Now they were very proud of the fact that they had the law.
但他们却是非常骄傲，他觉得哎呀，我有律法。
And just having the law does not have any value in it whatsoever.
你光有律法，其实给你带不来任何价值。
The law made them.Or the God gave the Jews the law that they might teach others about it, but they thought that it was just for them, and they were very proud of their law.
所以上帝把这摩西律法给他们呢，是要他们把这个话呢能够传讲出去，但是他们却觉得这个是属于我们的，我们很骄傲，就我们有资格有律法。
And they didn't keep the law.
同时呢，他们干脆也守不了。
As I mentioned earlier.A very important point. If they had been willing to do God's will as laid out in the law, as required by the law,
they would have realized that they could not keep the law.
这就像前面十七节讲的，他若立志按照神的话语行，他若立志想要行全这律法呢，他就会知道他是怎么样一个情况的，他是做不了的。
Turn to Romans, Romans chapter 2.
罗马书的二章。
Romans chapter 2 and verse 13.
二章的十三节。
For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous.
原来在神面前，罗马书二章十三节，原来在神面前不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
Now the Jews, they had the law. They heard it read every day in the synagogue, or every Saturday, every Sabbath.
这些犹太人呢，他们有这个律法啊，然后他们每一个安息日呢，都在会堂要去听律法。
But it's only those who obey the law that would be declared righteous.
但只有那些按照律法去行出来的人才是称义。
Now, it would sound like, if you looked at this just this one verse, that you could be declared righteous by keeping the law.
你单单读这句经文呢，你好像可以得出一个结论，我只要行全了律法，我就是义人了。
But as we'll see over in chapter 3, that's not so.
我们继续往下读，到第三章你就发现它不是这么回事。
The book of Romans,
罗马书呢？
You might look at the book of Romans as a legal document.
你可以把这罗马书当做一个什么，像一个法律文件一样。
Paul the Apostle writes very, what's called, as one lawyer has called it, he writes it in tight legal language. You can translate.
Yeah, 所以一个律师是这么说，他说保罗在罗马书啊，他是用一个很严谨的法律逻辑词汇来写的这个罗马书的。
And so he begins the gospel and he very carefully reveals the plan of God in the gospel.
所以他从福音开始的，然后呢，他把这福音的计划哈，用一个非常严谨的像法律文书一样的方式把它写下来。
And he anticipates and answers every question that could be brought up one after the other as he goes through the gospel.
然后他写的这个过程呢，他预期了每一个点上你会回要问什么问题。他同时呢就在这个过程当中，他就把这个问题就答给你了啊，所以他知道你要问什么他就回答了，知道你要问什么他就回答了。
The theme of Romans of course is justification by faith alone.
那他的一个主题就是这么样的一个重要的属灵真理，就是唯独因信称义。
How the guilty can be declared righteous.
那为什么一个罪人能被称为义人，能被得着义。
So now we go ahead a little. We have to jump ahead to verse 19.
那我们罗马 chapter 2
chapter 3 sorry.
Okay. 那我们翻到罗马书的三章十九节。
And so we're jumping ahead in his argument.
我们在他的这个论述里面我往前跳了啊，因为时间关系。
But this is what verses 19 and 20is what we're going to do.
19和20节，三章，罗马书三章19和20节。
Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下的人说的。
The Jews were under the law.
犹太人是在律法以下。
But what was the purpose of the law?
那律法的目的是什么呢？
So that every mouth might be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, it's through the law that we become conscious of our sin.
我们知道律法上的话是对律法以下的人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。 所以凡有血气的，就是地上的每一个人，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义的，因为律法本是叫人知罪，就是在良心里知道自己是个罪人。
So we had to come into Romans to understand what verse 19 means in John chapter 7. He said, in John chapter 7, he says there, Moses has given you the law, yet no one keeps it. Now stay in Romans, there in chapter 3.
这就为什么我们要回到罗马书来解释这一段，因为约翰福音七章十七节讲到他说你们有这个摩西的律法，却没有一个行的。他讲的这个背景其实就是在罗马书上。
Now, in Romans 2:13, it says not just the people that have the law or hear the law, but those whose heart obeys the law is going to be justified.
比方说在罗马书的二章的十七节呢，他说，你既称为 2:13 十三节啊。
Yeah.
原来在神面前不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
Right, but we found out that from chapter 3 that by the law no one is justified.
所以我们在三章我们就知道呢，按照神的律法的审判呢，没有一个人是义人。
So that what, and then in verse 20 we find that the law.It's through trying to keep the law that we become conscious of the fact that we are sinners.
所以我们在律法下呢，努力要去行权律法的这样的一个动作，一定会带来我们最终的一个什么结果呢？不是说我是个义人，而是呢，知道我是一个罪人。
So the Jews that Jesus was talking to, they were proud they had the law that made them righteous.
但是这些个犹太人在围着耶稣的那些犹太人宗教领袖，他们围着他，他们觉得我们都是义人，我们是非常好的，
所
以我们有律法。
And they went to great lengths to demonstrate their being religious by outward observances of the law.
所以他们在耶稣面前就是一直的用很长的这个方式啊来表达，那他们是义人。外在的显明，他们是行权律法的，外在的不是里面的。
But they never submitted themselves to the giver of the law.
但他们里面从来没有把自己交给那定律法的神。
If they had, they would have realized that the law pointed them out as sinners.
如果他们真的这么做呢，他们就会知道。这个律法啊，是戳在他们的心里，戳在他们的良心上，告诉他们是罪人的。
So as Paul writes here in verse 20 of chapter 3, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law, but rather the law reveals us as sinners.
这就是为什么罗马书三章二十节讲，没有一个因行律法在神面前称义，但是相反，律法是只在我们的心里叫人，就叫我们的心知道自己是谁。
The law is God's perfect standard.
因为律法是神特别高的、特别完美的标准。
And it's like a measurement. It just shows how far short we come of glorifying God.
它就像一个衡量啊、度量衡一样，就这个衡如此之高啊，这个数字，就显明的就是我比它差多远啊，这就这个数字的。一个用处，因为我实在离得太远了。
And that's why they wanted to kill him.
这就是为什么这些人要杀耶稣。
Because it exposed them as sinners.
因为其实就显明了他们也是罪人。
They had this covering, this veneer of religiosity, and they thought that everything was good.
因为他们在外面盖了一层厚厚的宗教的华丽的宗教外衣啊，让人觉得他们就是好人啊。好的不得了，就一下子显明出来，就恼羞成怒。
And they were fooling others.
因为他们在愚弄他人。
Until Jesus came along and pointed out their hypocrisy.
直到耶稣来呢，就指明了他们都是假冒伪善。
If you were willing to do Moses' law, he could have said, if you were willing to do that, you would realize that you needed a savior.
所以他对这些宗教领袖说，你们若真的愿意行权顺服摩西的律法，你就会知道你需要一个救主。
He says, I am come to give life and that more abundantly.
他说我来是要给生命啊，而且给的更丰盛啊。
But rather than be exposed as sinners and humbling themselves before God, they're going to kill the messenger. They're going to kill the voice of God himself.
当他来显明他们的罪，要盼望他们谦卑的时候呢，他们的反应却是要杀了这个从神来的使者。
So none of you keep the law. Why are you trying to kill me? You see, that's the connection.
所以他说呢，你们没有一个人行权了这律法，为什么还要杀我呢？这就是这个逻辑关系。因为他们没有行权，他们还是要杀他，因为显明了他们的罪。
The Jews are quiet. They don't say anything.
犹太人就很安静了，他们说不了什么了。
What can they say?
他们能说什么呢？
If they say anything now, he's going to expose them more.
如果他们现在继续这个话题再讨论，不就更曝光了吗？
But in verse 20, we find it's the crowd there that answers.
二十节呢，就换了一群人上来对话了。
See, there are three groups of people that are around him here.
这个时候呢，有三群的人围着他。
There's the Jews, as we mentioned, the ones that he was speaking to.
那犹太人就是指那个官长们啊。
There was the crowd of people; they were the foreigners and strangers in the city.
那众人呢，就是香客啊，各个地方来的，不是本地人。
They didn't know about the plot to kill Jesus.
他们也不知道那个暗地里那个密谋，要杀耶稣的密谋。
They had just got into the city and.Hadn't heard the news, really.
他们就是进了城就听见大家都在讨论这个事。
Jesus is speaking here to the Jews when he says, "You're trying to kill me."
那耶稣这里呢，指的是那个犹太的宗教领袖啊。
But the crowd, they of course, they don't understand that, of course.
那众人他们是不明白，他们也不知道是这个犹太那些法利赛人想要杀耶稣。
And so he says, the crowd says, "Who's trying to kill you?" You got a demon. You're demon possessed.
然后众人呢，这就是外地来的香客回答说：“你是被鬼附着的，谁要杀你呢？”
In verse 12 of that chapter, there was some controversy about him. Some were saying he's a good man. Others said, "No, he's a liar. He's a deceiver."
因为在十二节这同样一章，我们已经看见了在人群里有分歧的。有的人说他是好的，有的人就说他是。
Now they're saying he's demon possessed.
这会儿呢，就那些一开始就不相信他的，说那他就是被鬼附的。
And so he's exposing them, isn't he? For what they are, they didn't really want to believe, did they?
对，这里就显明了这些人到底是什么样的情况，其实他们不愿意相信。
Remember the test in verse 17?
都记得十七节那个测试的方式，对不对？
You'll understand with your heart.
你从心里愿意。
Not through the intellect.
不是从你的头脑里的。
The intellect will bring in the information.
头脑会给你一些信息、知识。
But what to do with that information is up to the heart.
那处理这些信息和知识是由你的心来
处理。The will of man.
就你的心是什么意愿的。
So,Jesus said to them, verse 21.
二十一节，耶稣说。
He ignores he doesn't answer their accusation about being demon possessed.
耶稣就没有回答这些人的挑战，他是鬼附的。
It's interesting that they didn't keep the law, didn't want to keep the law.They're faced by the only one who ever completely fulfilled God's law.
有意思的是呢，这些人是从来没有一个人真的行权了律法，同时站在他们面前那个人是唯一一个行权了律法的。
They were the children of Satan.
他们是撒旦的后裔的。
And they're calling the Holy One of God demon possessed.
他们却说呢，唯一圣洁的人是鬼附的。
Now these were just ordinary people.
这些只是普通的人
completely under the control of Satan.
完完全全在撒旦的控制下。
Completely deceived.
完全被欺骗了。
So, but he ignores that. He ignores their accusation.
但是耶稣就忽视了这样的。
And he's going to now, he's going to point out the real problem, the Jews and their accusation.
耶稣跳过去以后，他会直接指出这些指责背后真正的问题是什么。
He's going to expose the problem with them.
他要把那个这个问题曝光出来。
It had to do with his healing of that man on the Sabbath day a few months earlier in Jerusalem.
这个是因为几一段时间以前在耶路撒冷啊，他行安息日行的一个神迹来。
It was a very famous incident.
这是非常著名的一件事。
And we read that in chapter 5. You read, we already looked at it, verses 16 to 18. Well, chapter 5, it was the healing of the man at the pool of Bethesda.
就是毕士大池子啊，就五章，约翰福音五章十六节开始往后。
Now,
前面是在讲毕士大池子。
That man had been paralyzed for 38 years.
那个人是瘫了38年。
And he lived in Jerusalem.
他住在耶路撒冷。
Everybody knew this man.
每一个人都认识这个人。
And when Jesus healed him, he healed him publicly.
耶稣呢，公开的就医治了他。
And the man testified of what happened.
然后这个人呢也见证了发生了什么。
So we looked at that very carefully, but what was the result of that?
我们都详细查考过这个故事，这个结尾结果是怎么样的？
The fallout from his healing the man on the Sabbath day. The healing of that man was took place on the Sabbath day.
医治这个事情发生在安息日。
Verse 16.
16节.
So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him.
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣是因为这在安息日做了这事。
Because it broke one of their sacred laws was the Sabbath day.
因为这个违反了他们的一个所谓的神圣的律法，就是安息日。
No work was to be done on the Sabbath day.
没有人能够在安息日做事。
And healing a man was work.
那医治人呢，对他们来说就是一个功了，就是做了功了。
Who instituted the Sabbath day?
谁创立的安息日？
The God who healed that man.
神医好那个人的这个神，他创造的安息日。
It was the work of the Father.
是父神的工作，就医
好人。Because the Son didn't do his own works.
因为圣子不做自己的事。
Jesus said to them, verse 17.
所以耶稣对他们说啊，在十七节说
，My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working.
耶稣对他们说呢，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
My Father, so he's doing the works of the Father.
所以他是在做父神的工。
The one who made the Sabbath healed on the Sabbath.
那个创建安息日的人啊，创建安息日的主呢，他也在这一天医治了人。
That's one of the Lord's titles, the Lord of the Sabbath.
安息日的主啊，所以他主有一次说他是安息日的主。
And so healing that man on the Sabbath, that enraged the Jews, and they started to persecute him.
然后，但是呢，医治这个瘫子啊，在安息日医治却激怒了那些犹太人，想要杀他。
But then.What he says next.
接着他要说什么呢？
That changes things for the worse.
那就使这个事情变得更糟糕。
He said, "My Father is working."
他说我父做事直到如今。
To this very day, and I too am working.
然后我也做事。
What did he mean by that?
他是什么意思呢？讲这个。
Yes.What he's doing, he's claiming an exclusive relationship with God himself.
他在宣称啊，一个特别排他的这样的一个关系啊，他跟父神之间。
Now the Jews would have been happy or at least they wouldn't have been happy. Nothing made them happy. But they wouldn't have persecuted him anymore or wanted to kill him if he said, our father.
如果呢他用的这个词不是说 my father, 不是说我的父，他说 our, 说我们的父呢，这个逼迫会小很多的。
But in the Greek, when he says my father, he's claiming a unique, one and only person relationship with God himself.
比如在希腊语里他这么讲，他说我的父呢，其实他就在宣称唯一的特别的排他的关系，他和天父之间的，跟这个犹太人没有关系的。
Now people say that Jesus never claimed to be God the Son.
经常有人说呢，耶稣从来没有宣称他是神的圣子。
The Jews seem to think so.
犹太人也是这么想。
Look at this, verse 18. Chapter 5, verse 8. For this,
犹太人在这个时候就不是这么想的，就他们就明白了。
For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
That's his claim to deity.
这就是他宣称自己的神性了。
The Jews understood that.
犹太人看明白了。
That's why they wanted to kill him.
这就为什么他们要杀耶稣了。
And so, when you go back to chapter 7, that's what he's referring to.
这就他回到前面那一段了。
See, he has just spent the last 7 months, six or seven months outside of Jerusalem because he knew that they wanted to kill him.
他这是他最后的六七个月哈，在耶路撒冷，因为他。
In verse 21,
就六七个月他没有在呢，他但是耶稣知道这些人要杀他。
In chapter 7, verse 21, he says, I did one miracle and you're all astonished. He's referring to.
耶稣说呢，我做了一件事，你们都以为稀奇。
Yet because Moses gave you circumcision, though actually it did not come from Moses but from the patriarchs, You circumcise a child on the Sabbath. Now, if a child can be circumcised on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath? Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment.
摩西传割礼给你们，其实不是摩西起的，乃是祖先起的。因此你们也在安息日给人行割礼。人若在安息日行割礼，免得违背摩西的律法。我在安息日叫一个人全然好了，你们就向我生气吗？不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。
You see, in verse 19, he says, "Why are you trying to kill me?" He's talking to the Jews here.
十九节他说你们为什么要杀我？他是在对着犹太官长讲的。
He's not talking to the crowd.
他不是在和众人讲的。
They didn't know what was going on.
他们不知道发生了什么。
In verse 21, again, it appears that he is talking specifically to the Jews because they remembered the miracle that he did and why they wanted to kill him was because he made himself equal with God.
二十一节呢，他其实又回到还是直接针对那些犹太官长讲的，因为他们知道是因为什么要杀耶稣，就是在毕士大池子之后的那件事情。
See, they were accusing him of being a lawbreaker.
因为他们指责耶稣是违反律法的。
A breaking the Sabbath day.
就是违反安息日了。
Now he's going to expose their hypocrisy and show them that they have to break the Sabbath day as well.
所以他要显明啊，那些人是违反律法的。
For something,
就是假冒伪善的那些犹太人。
For something a lot less than making a man whole on the Sabbath.
就是让人在安息日啊没有。
In Genesis chapter 17, if you go there, Genesis 17, that's when Abraham was given the covenant of circumcision.
他就用个例子来显明这些人也是假冒伪善的。 歌里的，就是创世纪十七章。
Genesis 17, verse 9 to 14.
十七章的九节。
So there's a covenant that was given to Abraham.
这是一个给亚伯拉罕的约，神跟亚伯拉罕立的约。
Read verses 9 to 14.
9到14节哈，神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约，你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的，你们都要受割礼。”这是我与你们立约的证据。你们世世代代的男子，无论是家里生的，是在你们后裔之外用银子从外人买来的，生下来第八日都要受割礼。你们家里生的和你用银子买来的，都必须受割礼。这样，我的约就立在你们肉体上，做永远的约。但不受割礼的男子，必从民中剪除，因他背了我的约。
Okay, so there you see that it was a sign of a covenant that was made to Abraham.
这里有一个记号，就是给到那个亚伯拉罕的立约的记号。
Now that covenant was an eternal covenant.
这是一个永恒的约。
And you and I are blessed under that covenant.
那我们也都是在这个约之下的祝福。
Because from that covenant, which is come the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus.
因为在这个约之下呢。来了全地的救主就是耶稣基督了。
And so that we, by the base on the, that, on the basis of that covenant that God made, you and I have been brought into a relationship with God.
因为在这个约之下呢，耶稣行权了，这个约就我们借着信靠耶稣，我们就进到了跟神有关系的这么状态。
No, it's not through circumcision.
不是因着我们的割礼
of the flesh
肉体的不是因为这个
the circumcision of the heart
而是因为属灵的割礼
where we have been the old nature is cut off
我们旧我
we received a new nature from God
老我的本性被剪除了我们得着了从神来的新的属天的本性
but this so this circumcision was a signBefore the law of Moses was given, long 400 years before Moses was born.
所以这个约呢是跟亚伯拉罕立的，这就说明呢割礼之约呢比摩西律法还要早了400多年了。
So when you come to Leviticus chapter 12, we'll find that the sign of circumcision.
我们来到利未记的十二章。
It's already been practiced for generations. Generations 12 and verse 3, but it's included in the instructions that were given to, by Moses, given to Moses, through Moses.
所以虽然这个约呢已经在当时犹太人里面经历了几百年了，400多年，所以到摩西律法里呢，摩西依然把这个约呢放在了律法里面，就是比如说利未记的12:3。
Leviticus 12 verse 3, on the eighth day the boy is to be circumcised.
第八天要给婴孩行割礼啊，这是讲的非常清楚，这产妇得洁净的条例里面讲得很清楚。
So what if he's born on a day that in 8 days it's going to land on a Sabbath day？
所以假设这么一个情形，那他生下来的第八天正好轮到安息日怎么办？
So the law says he must be circumcised on the eighth day, not on the ninth day, not on the seventh day, but on the eighth day. But that happens to be a Sabbath.
那这个冲突出来了。但按照律法呢，说清楚了。那你这里面也讲了，第八天，那生孩子生完以后第八天，不是第七天，不是第九天，就是第八天。那第八天恰好又是安息日，怎么办呢
？So what the Jews in their they saw it as a law of necessity. He had to be circumcised on the eighth day, so that superseded the law of the Sabbath.
所以他们就这么解释的，就是那第八天一定要行割礼这个要求呢，比那个守安息日的要求要高啊，所以他们就说呢，就在那天，即便是安息日也行割礼了。
So In verse, if we go back to John 7,
我们回到约翰七章,
he says here, now if a child can be circumcised on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath?
那这就是23节的背景了，约翰福音7章23节。 就是耶稣呢又指出了他们一个矛盾的地方，就是他们已经定了，当时安息日呢行割礼是可以的，是合摩西律法。那耶稣就挑战他们，那你们觉得在安息日受割礼都是好的，那我在安息日叫一个人全然好了，你就生气吗？
Circumcision is just removing some flesh.
那这个割礼其实只是肉体的这个一个小的减除了。
But healing is making a person whole.
但是医治可是让一个人完全好起来，这是完全两个不同的性质了。Now,
if it's necessary to break the Sabbath to remove some flesh, how much more to break the Sabbath to make a poor man whole again?
如果为了去除掉一小块的肉体啊。 你们就觉得这个不守安息日是可以的，那你让一个人全然的都好起来，
remember what we said,
那又会多少呢？
Remember we said about the law. What does the law do? It shows us our sin, exposes us.
我们就记得这个律法是显明我们的罪的，让我们知道我们有多坏的。
Now if you're exposed as a guilty sinner, what do you need?
如果你显明了你是一个有罪的罪人，你会需要什么？
What do you need, Roy? You're exposed as a guilty sinner. What do you need?
如果你已经显明了你就是一个罪人，你需要什么？
Yeah, but I, in the sense of, you don't want justice, right? You could have you. Justice says you've broken the law. You're dead. Bang, right?
那个时候你不需要真正立刻的公义，因为那个公义会来说你是罪人，受刑。
So what do you want?
那你要什么？
Instead,
grace,
mercy,
mercy
or grace. Mercy is being forgiven, isn't it? That's what you need is mercy.
你不需要立刻的审判，你需要怜悯，你需要有人怜悯你啊，不要审判你。
Were these Jews showing mercy to that poor man that was laying there by the pool for 38 years?
所以那个瘫了38年的瘫子，神就是显出他的怜悯来。
They had their law, but they didn't understand the God who gave them the law.
所以那些质疑耶稣的人，他们虽然有这个律法，但他们没有知罪的心，所以他们不能出那需要怜悯的心。 所以他就不能够看得见神在38年瘫子身上显出来这个怜悯到底有多大的意义。Let's
look at one of the Jews' prophets, Hosea.
我们来看一下旧约的一个先知何西阿。Hosea
chapter 6, verse 6.
何西阿书的6章6节，那个1462页，什么蓝本的圣经。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. 1462, For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings.
6章6节，我喜爱良善，不喜爱祭祀。 喜爱认识神胜于凡祭。
That's what God desires.
这就是神的盼望啊，这里的良善或作连续啊。
It's through the law that we get the knowledge of our sinfulness, how much we've fallen short.
所以当我们看见我们有多低于神的这个要求，我们都会是多么需要神的恩典和怜悯。
And here these legalistic Jews wanted to kill Jesus because he had mercy on that man at the pool of Bethesda.
那你想想这些的律法主义下的这些犹太官长们，他们恰恰是因为耶稣显明了这样怜悯，反而要杀他。
I will, of I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
对，我喜爱连续啊，不喜爱祭祀，这是神的本性来的。
Matthew 12 and 7.
再看一处，马太的十二章。
Those words come out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus too.
这些也是从耶稣口里出来的话。
Matthew 12 and 7.
十二章的七节，新约的马太第一卷书十二章七节。
If you had known, he's having a controversy here again with Jews on another occasion about the Sabbath day.
这里又是因为安息日呢，耶稣又跟法利赛人起了冲突，他就引用了何西阿书的六章六节。
If you had known what these words mean, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent, for the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
十二章七节说呢，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。你们若明白这话的意思，就不将无罪的当作有罪的，因为人子是安息日的主。
Because we read in the scripture that the man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man.
Amen. 因为人不是为安息日设的，安息日是为人设的。
So that it was made for the benefit of man.And beasts, so that man wouldn't have to work 7 days a week without a rest.
这是为了人呢，以及那些牲畜所设的。这样呢，人不需要，牲畜也不需要七天连续的工作，可以休息一天。
But it's also a greater picture.
当然有更大。
Of the great Sabbath rest that the sinner can come to God, where sorry,
更大的安息啊，就是。罪人能够来到神面前得连续得安息。
Remember what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28? Come, you know all this, you'll know this by heart. He said, Come unto me all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
这就是马太里面耶稣讲的。他说：“你们凡劳苦担重担的，都到我这里来，我让你们得安息。”
I will give you rest because He's the Lord of the Sabbath.
因为他是安息日的主啊，他才能给我们安息。
He completed the work that the Father sent Him to do.
他完成了父神给到他要做的工。
That was the work of redemption.
这就是救赎之工。
For the salvation of every soul that believes.
为一切信靠的灵魂。
And they enter into his rest.
那每一个信靠的人最终进的是他的安息。
Because he's accomplished a perfect salvation, we don't need to labor in religion, struggling through life. We just believe, receive the Lord Jesus, and you enter into his eternal rest.
因为他进到的给我们准备要进去的这安息，是他准备好的完美的。不是靠着人的努力，不是靠着任何的宗教，不是靠我们生活里自己的努力去得来的。我们单单凭着信心就得着这最完美永恒在灵里的安息。
So there he says to those Jews, if you only understood what it meant that I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
所以他对这些犹太人说，你要知道呢，我什么意思啊？就是我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
Sacrifice.That they work and work and offer one sacrifice after another after another after another, never satisfied.
祭祀是永不停息的，就总要献，总要献，一年献，一直献，一直献，这就没法，其实不是安息了，你没法献，没法停下来。
May satisfy men, but it never satisfies God.
但这个可以满足人呢，但是这样的不停献的祭祀其实满足不了神。
He desires mercy.
神要的是连续。
And so the Lord Jesus there in John chapter 7.
所以耶稣在约翰七章讲的呢。
He says there in verse 23 again. If a child can be circumcised on the Sabbath so the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath?
人若在安息日受割礼，免得违背摩西的律法。二十三节，我在安息日叫一个人全然好了，你们向我生气吗？
That's a good picture for us of salvation, is it not?
这就是我们一个很好的图景啊，讲到这个救恩的时候。
The man at the well was paralyzed, unable to save himself.
那一个瘫了三十八年的是自己救不了自己。
It says that he didn't have anybody to help him.
甚至没有人帮助他。
We're helpless on our way to a lost eternity.
那我们在永恒里啊，其实是无助的，在那个状态下。
The Savior heals us, and we enter into His perfect rest.
那个救主医治了他，也带着他进到了永恒的安息里。
We now have peace with God.
现在我们跟神有和好了。
Forever.
永恒的和好。
He says, "Stop judging by mere appearances and make right judgment."
二十四节他就总结了，他说：“不可按外貌断定。”是非总要按公平断定是非。
He says your idea of the hypocrisy of circumcising a little baby to take a little flesh off so the law won't be broken, and to have mercy is what God requires, not the sacrifices.
所以犹太人看见的就是。一件小小的事情，一个孩子在第八天行割礼，肉体上的这么一个小小的事情，他看不见神要的是一个特别大的。借着这件事情表达的，他要的是连续啊。他们没有看见。
If they had judged righteously, then and weighed the two things, a little baby, a little just a sign in their body, a little bit of flesh, and here was a man suffering and made well.On the Sabbath. He says, don't judge according to your ideas. Judge righteous judgment, he says.
所以他就是想让犹太人呢，就把两件事情摆在天平上，用自己的良心去称一称。一个呢，只是一个小孩子在第八天，你要给他做一个小的肉体的割礼。一个呢，是一个这么重的病人，这么大的事情啊，让一个人全然的好了。这两件事情，你觉得你的良心哪一件更能接受，哪一件更重要呢？你不要看表面的，不能看一个表面的，一定要行割礼这么一件事情，这个不重要，你要按你的里面的内心去断定是非，不是看到外貌。
You see, they were unable to understand and judge correctly because they were looking at everything through their own prejudice and their pride of their religion.
但是犹太人呢，他们没有办法。正确的思考，就是他们是出于一个偏见和他们宗教的骄傲来看待这些事，他不是从一个真心顺服神的愿意的角度来看待事情的。
And so their law, if they followed it the way they thought, would leave that poor lame man helpless until the day he dies.
按照他们对这个律法的解释，那他们会让这个瘫子一直躺在那，直到他死了。
So the thing is, they could have said about the circumcision, well, the Sabbath is more important, circumcising on the seventh day or the ninth day. They could have switched that. It wouldn't have mattered, would it?
也许呢，他们改改律法啊，说那第安息日更重要一点，那就把这个割礼呢，或者放在第七天，如果撞上了啊，就第七天或第九天也行。
But they weren't merciful.
那这个没不重要，因为他们里面就是没有那个怜悯的心。他就算这么改了，也没有意义。
And what is very cruel is religion. We see that around the world today.
我们看今天的世界啊，其实最最残忍的相反就是宗教。
See wherever there's a worship of some ideal or some idea that is not true, the true God.There is persecution and there is cruelty.
任何时候，只要有这种崇拜和偶像化的时刻啊，如果他不是在敬拜神呢，这个所带出来的那个残忍就是非常可怕的。
Now leaves one question, and we will finish with this.
好，最后一个点呢，我们来讲完，今天就结束了。
How do we, if we're not? He says in verse 24.We're not to judge by mere appearances, but make right judgment.
What do we mean by that?
24节它什么意思？不可按外貌，总要按公平断定事。
God's way. God's way. How do we find that?
我们怎么知道什么？
How do you judge that? Conscience. Yeah. Where do we get a guidance for the conscience? How do we follow him? How do we obey?
Read the Bible.
Ah, that's good. Finally got it out of you. That's right. The Word of God.
我们怎么样能够做到？我们怎么知道什么是出于神的呢？就去读经了。
It's a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our path.
因为它是我们脚前的灯，路上的光啊。
Right. Our consciences are affected if we obey it. Then we have a clear conscience, right?
所以我们的良心呢，当我们顺服神的时候呢，我们的良心就越来越清晰了，不是被烙铁烙了。
And if we're willing to obey Him, we'll know.
因为我们愿意顺服他，我们就知道他说的是真的。
But that's how we can judge righteous judgment is from the scriptures, what He's told us to do.
这就是为什么我们能够有公义的断定是非。就是我们读经了。
Well, I think that's about all, Mr.
Long.
You pray for us.
做个结束的祷告。
And we'll see you in the fall.
就秋天见。
Lord willing.
九月份，如果主许可的话，我们就可以。
Maybe we'll have the blueberry farmer back.
我们摘蓝莓的农夫可能会回来了。好，我们一起来祷告。你的天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们如此宝贵的话语，是吧？我们盼望我们真的一样像当年回到耶稣面前那样，我们不愿意成为法利赛人，我们愿意成为一个回转成孩子般信心的人。我们就说，主啊，我接受，我愿意，我立志按照您的话语行啊。我们就知道这是出于真的，出于您的是真的。我们就明白啊，什么是公义的断定，而不是按照外貌的断定，是吧？因为您喜悦连续，不喜悦祭祀。求您让我们远离宗教，单单的信靠基督，是吧？谢谢您，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。